shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating over 10 years on the air. Good morning. It is the 10th of August. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we are streaming live throughout the world at KCNR1460.com. Linda's on assignment this morning, and I have Ashley, though. Sue's on assignment, too. For the 2 days, you're going to hear the national news because Sue is on her on a sabbatical or something.
She has, I believe it's a nephew that is getting out of the military after 20 years, and so the whole family's gathering.
Oh, it's called a retirement.
Yeah.
You know what? And they make a big thing of it, too. I'm not sure which branch he's in, but yeah.
I want to say Navy, but I'm not certain.
Yeah, they'll make a big thing out of it. He's a senior chief or something, I'm sure.
He hit the highest rank he could.
Okay.
As in enlisted, as
okay,
I
so that's, gosh, you know what? I'll let somebody in the Navy call me and tell me what that is. I know what it is in the Marine Corps, Sergeant Major, Master Gunnery Sergeant. It's E-9. So he had a successful career.
Yeah, he was in 20 years, I believe.
Good. Yeah, oh, no, they'll make this a, he'll have a great retirement ceremony.
Yeah. They're having a big hullabaloo down there.
So. Oh, God bless him. Okay, so what's the weather look like?
Most importantly, it is National S'mores Day, but with these temperatures outside right now.
National S'mores Day.
Yes.
You could do that outside on the sidewalk.
Yeah, that's kind of what we're looking at. We have a high of 109 degrees, so you'll get nice, toasty, golden brown s'mores marshmallows.
I realize how hot it was yesterday.
About the same as it's going to be today.
Yeah, but it was hot yesterday.
It was hot.
We were... the instructors at Northern Firearms Instruction, mm-hmm. every 2 years we have to go through a refresher training, and we have to go, you know, especially for moving into another teaching level or teaching a different skill. So yesterday on the range, we had all of the concealed, you know, the brand new concealed carry people. And then on the other side of us, on another range, was all the renewals. And we get a number of renewals coming in, so, you know, to keep their certification up. And then we had 12 instructors.
A good friend of mine is actually one of them.
Oh, yeah? Which one?
Nick.
Oh, Nick, yes.
Yeah, so
absolutely.
His wife is my editor and co-host of the podcast.
Really? I had no idea. I would have, mm-hmm. Talked to him about that. So we shot, and let me tell you, it was hot.
Yeah.
I mean,
I can imagine.
Oh, my gosh. And I can imagine what the people in their first class, at. The one thing we tell people to bring out there is a towel. And this couple said, I said, as they were walking out from the class on Saturday, because we were all in class Saturday, too, I said to them, make sure you bring your towel. Oh, we were wondering about that. We thought it was just to wipe our hands off or something. I said, oh, no. No, no. When you put your firearms, when you put your guns out on the barrel, because we have barrels out there, that's a shooting platform where they put their ammunition and their firearms. I said, you cover your guns up with the towel. Otherwise, it gets so hot in that time frame. And we reach down to grab a magazine or the firearm. It is hot.
Hmm.
I mean, burning hot. So that's why we have bring towels. Yep. Okay, so it's going to be hot this week?
Yep. We are looking at a high of 109 today, which is about the same as it was yesterday. But we are dipping slightly to around the century mark Tuesday and Wednesday, and then going slightly back up Thursday and Friday, 102 on Thursday, 105 on Friday.
Okay.
Overnight lows are going to be mid to high 60s throughout the entire week.
Wow. Okay. Hey, the weather reports are brought to you by our friends at Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can reach them at 365-3793. 7:09 in the morning. And by the way, our news at the top of the hour is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage. They're out there fighting the COVID inside the hospital. If they get patients in there, of course. It's your health, your choice. So many reasons to go to Shasta Regional Medical Center. Okay. I read an article. You know, when they tore down, the parking structure before it fell down, when they tore down the parking structure, it took away a lot of places for people to park. Yes, they've been trying to, they've made a parking lot over here on California Street, down here on California and Shasta. And then now they're getting ready to have another one ready at Placer and Market Street. There's going to be 200 spots there, right across from Enjoy the Store. And as James Masada was saying the other day, that it's one thing to, tear down the parking structure, because now people have no place to park, so they park in front of their store, and it's not enforced 2 hours, so people can stay there all day. But then you get the corona comes rolling in here, the CV-19. So it just was it's kind of like a double whammy to them. So hopefully when they get some parking downtown, and then people aren't having to walk several hundred yards. And that's the other thing. So we're going to have these electric people movers, and they are. They bought them, but COVID hit. So how are you going to use those? So they're looking at starting them, and I think in October to start the people movers, because they've got a year. You know, they got a grant on this to start using it, so they've got to start using it quick to start moving people from further out into the city. And also after the K2 guys finish up right down here. At their building they're putting out right now in the plaza here, they're going to start building again. And the first thing I think they said they were going to build was a new parking structure.
And I really hope so.
Well, yeah, but do you know how much it costs to build a parking structure? Yeah, I mean, $50,000 a spot.
Wow.
A spot. A parking space costs $50,000 to build.
Wow.
To build. Right. I mean, think about that. All the things they have to do when they're building this, each one of those spots, by the time you add it all, it comes to $50,000. That's what K2's doing. So now, will it be free parking? Probably not, because I think you said right here on the show is we don't know exactly what's going to happen, if the city weighs in or what, but anything we charge will not be for a profit. It'll be just to maintain the structure. So, okay. I mean, I can live with that if you might have to, you know, so much for all day, or maybe you can get a pass for a month. I'm sure they're going to work something out.
I hope so.
K2 guys are good. The Knots are good people.
Okay. I do a lot of stuff at the Cascade Theater when it's operational, and they've taken away all my parking for just my volunteering to run the follow spot during musicals, during Cascade Christmas. I'm going to have to pay in order to do that now? Is that what I'm understanding?
Well, you could, but then they've got that other parking lot that's down there. It's going to be there in September, across from Enjoy. That I don't think that's a paying parking lot.
Oh, okay. That one was.
No. It's the one that they're building. It's the, I don't know, 3 or 4 stories
okay.
that they're building that they're going to start here. After they finish their other construction project here. The flat one, it's going to be just at street level, have so many spaces there, and I think that one's free.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I think.
Because if they're trying to revitalize downtown and get a lot of traffic going through here with the Viva Downtown project, making all of our parking options paid is going to be dangerous and it's counterproductive, I think.
I'm not sure. I think it depends on how much it is. If it's exorbitant, yeah. But if it's something that says, okay, I can stay here from 1 to 4 hours for $1 or $2 or $3, whatever. I think that people go for that, even up to $5.
if there's a cashless option, I think, because not a lot of people carry coins, especially nowadays.
Well, no, you can use your cards.
Okay.
But there should also be a way that he takes cash. But you know, you've got machines that take cash. The only problem with taking cash is it's got to go in someplace, and you know there's going to be some thugs sitting there at some point during the day with a crowbar.
Yeah. Well, same thing at the gas stations with the skimmers. I mean, there are dangers on both sides.
There's dangers on both sides, but you know what? Life's danger.
Yep.
Life's dangerous.
Better to just avoid the whole downtown.
Nah. Of course not. Hey, one of the things that keeps us going, you know, we're in classes on Saturday and Sunday, and then 5 days a week here, a couple other things going on, is a good night's sleep. And, in fact, to keep yourself healthy, you should be trying to get a good night's sleep. If getting a good night's sleep means that usually when you wake up in the morning, you're rested, you're ready to face the next day, you can, it makes me feel more balanced when I get up, if I've had a good night's sleep. There's lots of ways to create a peaceful environment before you go to bed. Don't drink caffeine, don't stay on your computer till the minute you get ready to go to bed, all these things. And people can figure those out. People know that. But sleeping on a great bed, like the Sleep Number, is one way that it is an easy way to have a great night's sleep. It's adjustable. So that I have my Sleep Number settings 55, and Linda's Sleep Number setting is 45, and we've been sleeping, and we don't have to, marriage is compromised, we don't have to compromise on the firmness of our beds. And Sleep Number's rated number one and two in Consumer Reports. I just saw that yesterday. So Sleep Number right now is having the biggest sale of the year. All the beds are on sale for a limited time. Save 50% on a Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed, plus special financing now through next Monday. Shop your way at Sleep Number online at sleepnumber.com, or go to our store down in the Target Shopping Center right next to the Vitamin Shop. Go on down there. See how good they really are, Sleep Number. We'll be right back.
The lights are much brighter there. You can forget all your troubles, forget all your cares. So go downtown. Things will be great when you're downtown. No finer place for sure. Downtown. Everything's waiting for you.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Addison's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AddisonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300 a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here, 605-4567, and we've got open line here till 8 o'clock. So we're going to be talking about a number of things. You got something stuck in your crawl, something you want to say, just give us a call at 605-4567. And if you're picking up a draw, a little bit of a southern accent in my voice today, I've been watching Justified. I've been binging on Justified. You know, it's everything's down there in Kentucky where my mom came from. In fact, my mom came from Hazard County down there. And relatives there in Harlan County, Bloody Harlan, as they used to call it. That was part of the Hatfield-McCoy's feud. But this portion of the show is brought to you by friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, rated in the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in the whole United States by the Watson Health Institute. Fully accredited chest pain center. Plus, they're the only area hospital with a Da Vinci Xi surgical robotic system. And that means they can go in with a lot less invasive surgery, less pain, reduced risk, and faster recovery times. All at Shasta Regional Medical Center. So, any year that Sturgis has less than probably 400,000 people, Sturgis, South Dakota, rallying for the bike rally there. And this year was the 80th year that they've held it. It's considered it was a slow year. This year, it looks like they're expecting about 250,000 motorcycle enthusiasts. I guess that's what you could call them, motorcycle enthusiast at Sturgis. And right now, it started on the 8th, started this last weekend. And the place looks like it is loaded with people already. Masks are not required. Social distancing doesn't seem to be required in some places, like the Full Throttle Saloon or the Broken Spoke. There are some, you know, many of the people are wearing masks, but they don't have to. And, you know, you see, you've got all these big bands coming through. I don't know if they're going to still be coming through, but this is, it's open air where the bands are playing, like at the Buffalo Chip campground. They get a lot of big bands out there. Kid Rock used to be there on a regular basis, as did Steppenwolf, who you just heard for Born to Be Wild. Now, the question is this going to be a giant COVID sharing spot? I don't know.
They're going down, you know, when you look at it, they're saying that 250,000 people may show up, but already there's thousands there. Probably the largest event that's been held in the United States right now, open-air event, is going on in Sturgis, South Dakota. And if you've never been there, don't think poorly of them. They are, many of the bikers there are very independent in their thoughts. And then, but it's also a place where people have waited all year long to not shave for 10 days. They hang up their smocks or their ties or their construction tools, and they get on their bikes and they ride to Sturgis or some mini trailer up to Sturgis and then take the bikes off and ride. Yeah, that's okay too, though. There's names for them, and I can't say them on the air. But I guess you could. You'd call them trailer wussies. Sounds like that. So Sturgis is going on right now. The President Trump signed four executive orders after Congress couldn't get it together. You know, this is the thing that irritates me. You know, they're fighting over adding things to this coronavirus aid bill. It's got nothing to do with the coronavirus at all. Nothing. It's like, in how much pork, how many hogs can we bring in and attach to this bill? So Trump says, you know what, I've waited long enough, so I'm signing this. I'm extending the unemployment. I'm changing it from $600 a week. I'm dropping it to $400 a week. Well, frankly, another $1,600 a month on top of unemployment can't help. You know, it can't hurt people at all. And if you remember, that extra $600 a week was making unemployment more than people were making in some of the jobs. So why would you go back to a job? This is some of their thinking. Why would I go back if I'm making less money? I can take care of my family better if I just stay on unemployment. So he dropped it a couple $100, and you would think that he had asked for the firstborn child of the Democrats when they heard this. How can you do that? How can you? Well, you know what? They didn't have it before, so now let's continue on at $400 a week. I think they're still waiving the college tuition. Kids, the students that had college loans, they're waiving that, I think, through December again, through the loans, and a couple other things that we can talk about. But to me, this whole thing is that he did something, and, you know, frankly, I don't care which president. While Congress sat there and argued among themselves and dithered and played little political games, Trump just did something. I can sign these executive orders. I can help people. I can, can start to continue. This can help people. And what did Nancy Pelosi say? Not constitutional, and we're going to sue him. Yeah, Nancy. Sometimes, aren't you just proud to be a Californian? really. Come on.
Forward to the day I can no longer say that.
Well, there's, unfortunately, Ashley, if you leave, see, you're the kind of people that need to stay in California. And unfortunately, so many other people have this attitude. I talked to a guy who lives in Reno, and I said, you're getting lots of Californians over there. He goes, oh, yeah. He says, it's a love-hate relationship. He says, we hate so many people coming in there and driving prices up. But we love the fact is that they are, you know, they are stimulating the economy and all these things. But, again, it's you get thousands and thousands and thousands of people who are retiring and taking their retirement pay and taking it to another state. Or they're just moving their businesses. Or they're just looking for states. And right now you could probably find some. Right now there's a lot of jobs out there. In fact, there are a lot of jobs. I think there is 1.4 million people hired.
To be clear, this is my home. Yeah. I grew up in Shingletown. I moved all the way to Reading when I grew up. I know this place. I love this place. I'm looking forward to when this place leaves California.
Well, there's always that. The state of Jefferson.
Yeah.
Here's my only problem. The state of Jefferson. That's the only problem. Do I believe that we need, do I truly believe that we need, you know, fair representation. Absolutely. Absolutely. The only problem is if the state of Jefferson, and I would cheer if that happened, state of Jefferson, whatever it's called, let's just state of Jefferson. The only problem is with the great tax laws you're going to have and the individual freedoms you're going to have and the ability to live under the Constitution and be protected by the Constitution. It's such great things, and it's so beautiful up here. How long do you think it's going to take for Southern California to move up here?
Oh, yeah. They already are.
Well, they already are, but I mean move in with, like, businesses and people and other people coming here. Oh, gosh, low tax rates, low property taxes. Mm-hmm. We can do, you know, I mean, whatever, you know, whatever this Valhalla is, this, you know, this utopia, which it could be. But how long is it going to take it to start turning purple and then blue? I mean, I think I would give it 6 years.
Even if it does, that 6 years of freedom will
have
more than what
going.
We
that
have.
That got somebody
okay.
going.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's true. It is. So, hey, we got to take a break. And this portion of the show brought to you by SST Oil. SST Oil has been in business here since 1967. They are the ones primary movers for oil, gas, fuel oil, kerosene. Jet fuel for the aircraft. They are the primary people out there helping our fire crews right now as we speak. Their trucks are out there making sure they've got the fuel for the bulldozers and the earth movers and all the equipment the firefighters are using. They've got trucks up there making sure that they do have that fuel, and they've got a constant stream of trucks moving to the air air tankers that are fighting the fires. SST Oil. As always, looking for good employees. And you can give them a call at 241-1167. Now, this is a great place to work for. This is an employee-owned company. The CEO of SST Oil drives a truck. I mean, he's not above going out there because he came up through the ranks. And he can drive a truck, and he's had to. Especially with everything that's going on and the slowdown in other areas, SST Oil is growing and pushing forward. SST Oil, remembering our past and looking to the future. Okay, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and DeBott, this is Free Fire Radio on KCNR 96.5 FM.
Get your morning update with us.
Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Some things in life you can just rely on. Like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twin View Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
Your friendly oil change, Premier in all we do.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle, from your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between. We make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You're offered a free beverage to enjoy and free Wi-Fi. Earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards Program. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. warranty. Now that's a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson, across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
I'm Lee Hole.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Number 51. We believe in freedom. We believe in God and guns. We believe in working hard till the working day is done.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here, 605-4567, 736 in the morning here, and it's hot. About 74 going up to 109 today. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. Works on appointments. There's 10 minutes in between the appointments, so they spray down the chairs to make sure that they're sanitized, all their equipment sanitized. You wear disposable drapes. They wear disposable aprons there. You're not going to get a safer place to get a haircut. Plus, it is the best place to get a haircut in the world. That Cypress Square Barbershop, veteran-owned place that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 244-9478 because they work on appointments only. I knew when I threw that out there. Why did I know when I said how I support that state of Jefferson, but my fear is that in 6 years it would go purple, or 4 years purple and 6 or 7 years blue. Terry, explain to me why I'm wrong.
No, you're not wrong.
Change my mind.
Cases, but here was the problem, and okay. Here's how we've solved the problem.
Okay.
The problem is I think we were being isolationists up here. That's what I think. I think we were saying, gee, you know, once we get ours, we'll give you yours. Just help us get ours, and gee whiz, you know, you can then we'll help you do what we did. Well, how about we all do it at the same time? About 6 months ago, there's a group called the Freedom Angels, and I met them. And there was a big rally in Sacramento on May 1st. I actually had met them prior to that, when they were down doing a protest in the governor's in front of the governor's office. So I met the three angels at that time, went over with about three other people. We were down there for a Second Amendment rally. And went in with three other people, and we just locked arms with them, and I said, I want to help you guys. You're a bunch of great young people. What can we do to help? How can we help you? And just tell us what you need, and we'll help you. That created an alliance. We did that with Peggy Hall in Orange County. We did that with Ben Berkwam in the Central Valley, who leads Freedom America and is the forefront of immigration. And we've also been doing that with Cordy Williams, Dr. Cordy Williams, a former Marine, but once a Marine, as you know, my good friend, always a Marine, a young man who is leading the charge also in Southern California. And one of his videos got as many as 8 million hits, and we're good friends. What we did is started cross-pollinating about 5 months ago with all these different groups, because I would submit to you, you're right, if there is the state of Jefferson, but how about Northern Jefferson, Southern Jefferson, and in Southern California, the state of Madison? How about, because we're doing it right, nothing like this new California thing where you appoint your own senator and you're Paul Preston and you're the president of it and you still have 30 million people.
I have some real problems with Paul Preston.
What if we did something that's, according to the Constitution, legal, and we have a standing for it, and we can actually do it? Did you have the opportunity to hear Gary Zerman yesterday?
No, I was on the range yesterday.
Okay, well, I left a message for you.
I saw
really,
that. It'd
be great if you listen to that program, because this is all the real deal. So what would happen is nobody would have to move here because they would have the same position, the same rights, the same freedoms, the restoration of the liberty we've lost. Now, this is not a revolution. Our good friend John Bastiani calls the revolution, no, it's a restoration. We're not revolting against the United States. We're restoring the liberty that people like Gavin Newsom have taken from us. By the way, could shut down your favorite barbershop if he so felt like it.
He could do that today. No, he could do that today.
That's right.
At noon. Noon with Newsom. He could do
it. Noon with Newsom. And so that's the whole thing. So, no, what we're doing now is we've cross-pollinated to where we have our brothers and sisters in liberty all across the state of California. And people who have been listening to our program and to Sovereign Minds have heard Kirk Euler in Placer County, the supervisor who was threatened and extorted by the governor. Have heard Peggy Hall from Orange County, who was able to push forward for 4 million people a position of, no, we're not going to wear masks, a position of Dr. Cordy Williams in above Central California, where he is fighting for liberty with his group, the 1776 Freedom Fighters. Incredible stuff. All this cross-pollinating is all brand new. The young people we have here, Alyssa McEwen here in Shasta County, Melody Fowler, those two young ladies, amazing people. All this stuff is going on because everybody wants liberty. And I would submit to you that California, and if you listen to the program, I heard it yesterday, Gary explains it very, very importantly, and I'll leave it with this. Here's the silver bullet, Carl. This is the deal. This is the silver bullet that solves every problem we have in America. Number one, without representation, nothing else matters. Without representation, nothing matters. If you don't have a representative form of government, it doesn't matter. You're a slave to democracy, you're a slave to a monarchy. Number two, the Second Amendment protects the rest. It protects our God-given rights, that the Constitution is the line in the sand which the government never crosses. The Second Amendment needs to be protected, period, so it can protect the rest. The third thing is that when we elect these people to represent us, we have to give them an apportionment of districts to where they can adequately do it. It's not fair to tell an assemblyman, hey, you now got 500,000 people you're accountable to. You have to have a smaller apportionment. Originally, in the United States, it was one for every 30,000, originally. That was in the United States House of Representatives. Here in California, we have one for every 500,000 in the Assembly. It's insane. Gary talks about that, and Gary Zerman, one of our attorneys, talks about that and talked about it yesterday. The other thing is that when we elect these people, they have to be accountable to us. They can't be exempt from 32 laws that we have to follow. They can't be exempt from that. They have to be beholden to the people, number one. Number two, they have to be in a position to where if they have an oath of office, there are consequences for breaking that oath of office, and there's consequences for breaking their oath to the state constitution and the United States Constitution. That's the silver bullet. Right there, those three things. We do accomplish those three things in this state. Every other state will be able to do that, too. And we're fixing to do that. And we're doing that by cross-pollinating with everybody else. Because when we go, might be the state of Madison, might be the state of Easter Bunny. Who cares?
Who cares?
That everybody's looking at this formula as the way to regain, to restore our liberty.
Okay, Terry. Thank you. I knew when I said it that somebody was going to call me and tell me how this was working. So
and remember, we can't risk. You know, if you're willing to risk your liberty or not have your liberty for a little bit of security, you know, you deserve neither and you'll lose both.
That's true. Thanks, Jerry.
You bet.
Okay. You know, I want to, let me see here, just to finish up this segment, you know, remember when the feds when they left Portland, it was supposed to stop the violence there because it was the feds' fault that there was violence there. Well, right after that, they attacked, the rioters attacked another police station, tried to set it on fire. The mayor accused them of attempted murder, trying to murder people that worked in the police station, not just police, but people that worked there. And so now they've had another night where they've attacked the police union building, and they're trying to take that down. Another riot. My gosh. How could that be? And then in Chicago, shots are fired during a rally, and that turned into a brawl with the police and the demonstrators. Well, I hate to use the word demonstrators or protesters because there are protesters out there that are peaceful. They're marching like we had here, right? Like we had right here in Redding, California. It was peaceful. So I think I'm going to call them mob. They fought with the mob. See, a mob has no, you know, a mob is uncontrollable. In this case, if you believe things that you read on Facebook, which I usually don't, is that these people are, you know, the people that are causing the violence are organized, that they are getting money from a variety of sources and all these. Anyway, but the police end up in a brawl out there, and shots were fired, not by the police. So, but it's not unusual to have shots fired in Chicago, is it? Okay. Hey, we're going to take a break. I want to come back and talk a little bit about Dr. George Dohm and his he was on the show Thursday and Friday. We replayed it on Friday about using betadine and nasal spray to help protect you. It, you know, it's not the silver bullet, but it can help protect you in the aftermath of that. But this portion of the show is brought to you by State Granite, Mike Huber. Has been custom altering homes in Shasta County and beyond since 2004. It's a veteran-owned business. He's got an extreme eye for perfection. I mean this. In fact, you know, he's almost obsessive-compulsive when he's putting down the granite or the slate or the marble. I mean, he is just a perfectionist when it comes to giving you the quality of work that you would expect from a State Granite. Give them a call at 241-STONE, 241-STONE, or go to estategranite.com. Trust in whom you would invite into your home. And Mike Huber is one of those guys. He's one of the good guys. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 7:46 in the morning, 74 degrees out there, going up to 109 today.
Time for us all to decide who we are. Do we fight for the right to a night at the opera now? Have you asked of yourself what's the price you might pay? Is this simply a game for a rich young boy to play? The colors of the world are changing day by day. Red, the blood of angry men. Black, the dark of ages past. Red, a world about to dawn. Black, the night that ends at last. Had you seen her today?
Experience the one and only luxury Cadillac Escalade ESV.
Play our cash and Cadillac swipe to win promotion.
Swipe daily for free slot play and prizes.
Weekly drawings Thursdays at 7, 8, and 9 p.m.
Winners receive bonus entries into the final drawing.
Grand prize drawing Thursday, October 29th.
Win a one-of-a-kind 2020 Cadillac Escalade ESV.
A legend reimagined with an exceptional design made for your comfort. Details at WinRiver.com. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 75 degrees out there, going up to 109 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can call them at 365-3793. Today, the 10th of August. Gosh, it's already running through. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. You can't say enough about Cornerstone Community Bank, locally owned, locally operated, two branches here in town at 1845 California Street and 192 Hartnell Avenue in the old Raley Shopping Center. Even with all this mess going on with COVID and everything else that's going on, they're still pushing local dreams forward. And this Wednesday, in fact, we're going to have one of their businesses that will be here at 7:30 to talk about what they're doing. And how probably how Cornerstone helped them move forward with their Cornerstone Community Bank. Last week on Thursday and Friday, Thursday night on Linda's show, it was live, Dr. George Dome called in. And he talked about, he is an ear, nose, and throat specialist right here in Redding. Very well respected. And he just started thinking about, as he was heading down to Los Angeles to visit his four children, his daughter was getting ready to just give him birth. And he thought about, you know, here's this huge COVID, you know, is surging through Los Angeles, not like up here, but Los Angeles, what could be done to help fight this virus, not eradicate it. It's not the silver bullet, you know, the vaccine or whatever it is that will kill this thing off, but how to help prevent it from spreading. And he thought about something that ear, nose, and throat specialists have been using for years. And it's a betadine solution that they use when they're into the sinuses that kills all the bacteria up there. So he started doing research on it and came up with a solution of a half a teaspoon of this betadine solution, not the wash, but the solution, half a teaspoon in a 44 milliliter bottle of saline solution, nasal saline solution that you use in, you know, if you're having problems in your nostrils, your sinuses. And he thoroughly believes that this would kill a lot of those bacteria, a lot of those virus germs. And you use it in a specified way, you know, two sprays on each side. You hold your head back so you let it go through your nasal passages and get back into your throat, because that's where the little virus hides. You can also use a weak solution of the betadine in water to gargle with, which will also help kill it. Now, like I said, is this the silver bullet? No. And he also said, among other things, you need to just go to our archives and listen to the show, that you also are going to mask, you're also going to wash your hands and all. This is just a way to help protect yourself. Well, Do you think that was well? How do you think that was received? A lot of people who know him and have heard of him immediately went out and bought the bedding in. And enough so you couldn't find it here in Reading and say you can buy it online, no. But then the county health department says, well, you know, we're not recommending it. Well, why? And as the guy says, oh, no, it would probably work. It's just that it's so difficult. Now, this is Carl Bott's opinion of what was said. It's just difficult for people to do it or they won't do it, you know, blah, 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 blah. Instead of saying, yeah, you know, this could be a solution to it. And I hear it's not FDA approved. It doesn't have to be FDA approved because none of this is over-the-counter stuff you're buying. The question is, has it worked for the last 30 years in killing off the bacteria when they're operating in the nose? And how about, what do you think that orange solution is that they swab on your body before they get ready to cut? Well, yeah, it's Betadine. But I'm surprised because the anger that has come up from this, aimed at this man, who just said, here is, I believe, a solution to help, not end it, but to help protect you. What is wrong with that? What is wrong with the idea of something that you, as an individual, can spray up your nose a couple of times a day to help fight it? Or how about when you're going into when you go shopping? How about when you come out, you use it right after you go shopping? If there's people in there, or you go to Lowe's where there's lots of people, or church where there's very few people because it's not Lowe's. Or how about when you go to your next protest? How about doing that? I'm just thoughts. Okay, let's go to the phones. Richard.
Hey, I'm gonna go quick. I just have some rough numbers. They're not scientific. So the county's waiting for $18 million in COVID funding, $18 million.
Step up closer.
What's that?
Speak,
can you hear me?
Speak louder. Get closer to your phone.
All right. So the county is waiting for $18 million in COVID funding. If you look at the census site, our median income in this county is about $50,000, and about 40% unemployment due to COVID. And if you do all the numbers with regards to how much lost generated income from people not working, if you do all those numbers, this is general, we're losing about $90 to $100 million of generated income in this county per month, Carl, per month. Do the figures. They're rough drafts. However, even if that number with your math turns up a little differently, you can still see the parity. Between $18 million and $90 to $100 million a month, Carl, our county board sold us out. Thank you, Carl.
Okay, Richard. I see what Richard is saying, is that when we shut down, that we cost our tax rolls millions of dollars. And now we're going to get $18 million back. That's not going to replace that by far. And should they, but again, this is the type of thing is, okay, we are totally going to open up our restaurants and bars. At which point, the state comes down with the ABC, and they say, you're open, and if you're open tomorrow, you're going to lose your ABC license. See, so, you know, we're fighting a battle not just against COVID, but against a bureaucracy that is just totally out of control. Totally out of control. Hey, when we come back from our break, we're going to have Shasta College on. Now, you know, I've had people on from Shasta College. I said, oh, this is going to be kind of a, you know, it's going to be a slow show. I have been wrong every time. And today we're going to have a guy by the name of Randy Reed, who is the Earth Sciences Oceanography instructor. And Lemoyne White, who's been here before, who's the horticultural instructor. But we're going to be talking about just what earth sciences are, but also volcanoes. They're teaching about volcanoes there. And we happen to have a few active volcanoes and faults around us, so I'm interested to hear about this. And also the fact that, you know, horticulture. Well, what good is that? Well, I tell you what I learned last time. That from going through this course, you get a job, a good paying job, almost anywhere in the United States. So Shasta College is up right after the news. Stay tuned.
Everybody's got the fever.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. A dozen police officers injured, at least 100 people arrested after rioters took to the streets of Chicago overnight. The sun rose this morning over thoroughfares littered with broken glass and other debris.
Hundreds of people smashed windows, stole from stores, and clashed with police early Monday on Chicago's Magnificent Mile and other parts of the city. Police said that at one point shots were exchanged with officers. At the request of public officials, state police blocked expressway ramps, bridges over the Chicago River were lifted, and train and bus service into downtown was temporarily suspended.
Correspondent Jennifer King. Violence in Denver, where gunfire in a park left 9 people injured.
We have a multitude of ages that are we're considering victims in this, including what we're calling young victims.
Denver police spokesman Tyrone Campbell heard on KMGH-TV. Apparently it was a drive-by shooting. Portland, Oregon saw more rioting in the streets last night. And in Washington, D.C., police investigating a shooting that left one person dead, more than 20 others wounded. That happened at a block party. China announcing unspecified sanctions against 11 U.S. politicians and heads of organizations that promote democratic causes.
Those affected include Senators Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz, who've already been singled out by Beijing. The foreign ministry says the 11 had performed badly on issues concerning Hong Kong, where China has cracked down on opposition voices following its imposition of a national security law.
That's correspondent Charles Della Desma. An explosion has leveled several homes in Baltimore. Multiple injuries reported, along with at least one person trapped and one death. There's speculation focusing on a natural gas explosion, although at this point, that has not been confirmed. Stocks are mixed on Wall Street right now. The Dow is up 140 points, so the NASDAQ is down 145. The S&P, 12 points in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I know that on those tablets Mr. Moses brought down is the commandment to not covet. But I'll confess, my neighbor and his lawnmower is making it tough. He's got this stand-behind, ride-along space shuttle that covers probably 3 times more space than my trusty old lawn boy. So, when we have who mows the fastest races, which are completely fabricated in my head, he has some impressive advantages that I just don't have. And at our faith and family mortgage team, we're blessed to have a pretty special advantage of our own, and one that could be a big deal for you. Our team is lucky to be an arm of a bigger company that is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls, an advantage that often allows us to get you a better rate, saving you monthly and lifelong money on a refinance or new home purchase. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp. 25 Novo Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Hamas has fired at least a half dozen missiles out toward the sea in an apparent shot across the bow aimed at Israel.
Video shows the missiles streaking across the sky westwards off Gaza's coast in the latest sign of an escalation in tensions with Israel. Earlier, the Kerem Shalom commercial crossing, which brings goods into Gaza, was temporarily shut, and Israeli warplanes bombed what was said to be a Hamas observation post in northern Gaza. Israel's military said this was in response to balloons with suspected explosive devices attached being sent into Israel. Reports suggest that the flare-ups are due to delays in the implementation of an unofficial truce agreement between Hamas and Israel that sees funds from Qatar regularly transferred to Gaza.
That's the BBC's Yolanda Nell. 7 of the 8 people killed by gunmen in a Niger wildlife park were aid workers. That's according to 2 European aid groups working in the West African country. News and analysis at townhall.com. An American wins his first major pro golf title.
23-year-old California native Colin Morikawa has broken out of a 7-way tie for the lead to win the PGA Championship at Harding Park in San Francisco. Morikawa pulled clear of the logjam on top of the leaderboard with a chip-in birdie at the 14th and then made a stunning eagle 2 at the par 4 16th to seal the win. His final round 6-under 64 lifted him to 13-under, in the end 2 clear of Dustin Johnson and Paul Casey. It was Morikawa's third tour win in less than 2 years after turning pro. I'm Graham Agars.
The St. Louis Cardinals have had a fourth consecutive series postponed due to positive tests for the coronavirus. The Redbirds and the Pittsburgh Pirates had been scheduled to play a three-game set that would have begun today in St. Louis. To get on Wall Street right now, the Dow up 158 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating over 10 years on the air. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Today, the 10th of August. We're losing August quickly here. 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ashley is with me here. And Ashley, what's the weather look like for this week?
Hot. Back to you.
Okay, let me emphasize that. It's damn hot. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Especially Shasta Dam, Keswick Dam. Yeah, okay. We're looking at a high of 109 today with a low of 69 overnight. Tuesday and Wednesday are going to be our coolest days of the foreseeable future with highs near 100 degrees. Then we'll start sneaking up Thursday and Friday with 102 up to 105 by the weekend.
Ooh, gee, imagine that.
If you like yesterday, you'll like today.
Oh, August being hot. You know, when you start to plan things in August, the first thing you plan on, it's going to be over 100 or close to it. The weather report's brought to you by our friends down at Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned operation in Anderson that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. It's a veteran-owned operation. Give them a call, 365-3793. Let's go to the phone. Sally, good morning.
Good morning. Hi, Carl.
Hello, Sally. Happy birthday.
It's been a while since I've called in on a Monday.
You know what? I put it on Facebook, but happy birthday. I know you had a birthday in the last couple weeks.
69 holding.
69 and holding. Well, my birthday was last Wednesday, and turning 50, I was just surprised, at the change of my life when you hit 50.
Yep. So anyway, earlier you were talking about Sturgis, and I just wanted to remind your listeners that it was just a little bit over 2 weeks ago that we had that big worship gathering under the bridge.
Yes.
And there has been no spike in coronavirus cases since then.
Haven't seen any.
Take that for what it's worth.
Take it for what it's worth. But, you know, if I remember during the height of this, we had the Cottonwood Rodeo.
Yeah.
Where people were sitting in each other's laps in that one. And there wasn't one incident of a bull coming down with COVID.
Yep.
Okay, I'm just kidding. But, we didn't have a spike then. We didn't have a spike after the rallies. And, I mean, there was 1,500 people at that one. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. Maybe it's just that we're a hardier people up here in Shasta County.
Well, and that's what the Board of Supervisors meeting is all about tomorrow night. Now, this is the first time they've had a night meeting. We've been asking them for years to hold meetings at night so people that work can attend and voice their concerns about things. So finally, they decided to have one, and it's tomorrow night at 6 o'clock at the Board of Supervisors building at 1450 Court Street. And we're going to get there a little bit early because I'm sure there will be a lot of people that will want to express their concerns about what's going on in Shasta County. So I'm inviting everybody to come and let them know that we want them to continue with these night meetings so people can attend.
I think it's, every candidate I've ever had in here running for the Board of Supervisors, every one of them I've asked that question. Why can't we have an evening meeting? You know, occasionally, so that those of us that work can get there for that. And every one of them, every time, is, oh, yeah, that's a great idea. We need to do that. And how long has it been? 10 years.
10 years.
10 years. So they're finally doing it. So all of our listeners, tell your friends and, put it on Facebook. Be down there tonight to show them there is an interest.
Tomorrow night.
And there is an interest for these evening meetings. Even though you can't go inside, you can still be outside and let them see that there is an interest here.
Yes,
show
now,
your
the
face.
People, the people who are speaking will be able to go inside one at a time.
One at a time.
How they did it last time.
Yeah.
And they had a speaker outside to where you could hear what that speaker is saying. But we are also going to have a microphone system set up outside to where the person that just spoke can come out and personally address the people outside so they can hear what the speaker said.
So, you know what? So for tomorrow night, show up, show them that there is interest in this. And as COVID gets, as we get our hands and arms around this thing, that we start having people going back into meetings once a month in the evenings. The other thing they said they're going to do, too, is travel to the outlying areas, which I think is a great idea,
mm-hmm.
you know, that in Shasta County, so that they can have people that they have significant issues out there that they can stand there and talk. So, okay, thanks a lot, Sal.
All right, thank you, Carl.
Okay, hon.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, as I told you all before, when I have Shasta College in here, I'm never sure what's going to show up. I mean, I get something from my friend here that, you know, he says, well, this is what they're going to talk about. Well, and there's been times, and I'll just say it out loud, that I thought, oh, this is going to be a dead show. This is going to be, how am I going to keep, well, how many questions can I ask about horticulture? Well, as it turned out, I needed another hour for it because Lemoyne Waite came in and she brought in this mohawked, haircut type of guy who's a veteran of several tours of combat, and he loved it, and it turned out it was a great show. Well, I am really looking forward to this one. I've got Randy Reedon here, who is – they're already making comments on the chat room that people have been in his class. My producer, Ashley, ran out, did everything but hug him, and she would have done that if it hadn't been for COVID. And Randy would have let her, but, you know. But he's in charge of the earth sciences, and he's an oceanography instructor, something that I was interested in my youth.
Oh, nice.
So, good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Carl. How are you?
Well, tell us about you. How'd you get here?
Well, it's kind of an interesting story, I guess. It starts, and this is an unlikely place for it to start, it starts in Las Vegas. So, I don't think there's too many people my age, certainly younger for sure, but in the neighborhood of my age,
just a neighborhood.
I'm celebrating a birthday similar to the one you just commented on.
Oh, my 50th?
That's about right, yeah.
Your whole life changes.
And in that time frame, I don't think I had ever met anybody, and maybe in the time that I was there, who was born and raised in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved growing up in Las Vegas. It was an amazing town. There's a lot of trouble to get into when you're a little bit older. But as a kid, just being out in the desert, just seeing the mountains, just experiencing nature, I loved it. And I started my education at University of Nevada, Las Vegas. Thought I'd be a zoologist and loved zoology. And on my way through towards that bachelor's degree, encountered a geology professor who taught geology of the national parks. And being outdoors and the mountains right there in your face, it just caught me. But I was pretty close to the biology degree, so I added the geology degree and I dual majored. And I thought, you know, paleontology would be the great thing to get into, you know, dinosaur hunting. You know, you kind of have this vision of Indiana Jones. But, of course, he's an archaeologist. Still, it's globetrotting and it's, you know, adventure in faraway worlds, right?
So did you go out and buy a hat and a bullwhip?
Not until recently.
No, okay. Okay, but we don't want to talk about your personal life here.
No.
Okay.
So after that, moved on to Flagstaff and completed my master's there. Loved Flagstaff.
I almost went to school in Flagstaff.
It's gorgeous.
In northern Arizona. That's
high
right.
Elevation.
Yeah, that year, though, they had something like 8 feet of snow. Oh, they had to drop in food to the students.
Yeah.
Oh, it was tough.
Yeah, we experienced some crazy snowstorms during our time there. We've got the volcanic peaks there,
known as
the San Francisco Peaks.
Yes.
Part of my master's.
The Snow Bowl or something up there?
Yeah, the Ski Bowl.
Ski Bowl.
Ski Bowl's up there. You're not far from Sedona, which is gorgeous. The geology there is impressive. Grand Canyon.
You can go right through Oak Creek Canyon.
Oak Creek Canyon.
To get down there, which is beautiful, too.
It is gorgeous.
Yes. Okay.
So I've been in just these amazing places in the American Southwest, and the outdoors and the Just the exposure, the access that you have is unprecedented, I think, within America for sure. And so growing up educationally in that area just really cemented my path. Ultimately, I left Flagstaff for a job here at Shasta College, arrived in 99. And
you've been here for a while, then.
I have, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, quite a while.
Okay, we're here with Randy Reed, and we're going to take a quick break here because I've prattled on too long. And he's in charge of Earth Sciences and Oceanography instructor, but also we're going to talk about volcanoes and a bunch of other things that are available out at Shasta College. So we'll be right back after these messages.
Au ciel d'été, confond ses blancs moutons. Avec les anges si purs, la mer, bergère d'azur, infinie.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle, from your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between. We make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You're offered a free beverage to enjoy and free Wi-Fi. Earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards Program. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that's a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference before, during, and after disasters such as hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, or wildfires. So when disaster strikes, you want to be prepared to protect them. Be sure to microchip or tag your pets. Never leave them behind in a major crisis, and be sure to have an emergency kit ready in your home at all times with a pet crate or carrier, leash, blanket, ID, and medications, their water bowl, and 7 to 10 days worth of food. To find out how to protect your entire family during a disaster and help our best friends in their worst times, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park is open for safe outdoor fun, play, and discovery. With towering playgrounds, exciting animal shows, our unique parrot playhouse, interactive games, and more, a day at Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp is sure to keep the whole family entertained. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Carl Linda Botman is on a assignment today. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. You know, Jeff Wurst is a veteran, and he gives you the kind of quality service that you'd expect a veteran to give you. A man of integrity. He doesn't fool around with your family's safety or just mess with it. He'll tell you if he can fix it right then. And if he can't, he'll give you recommendations on what to do. But if it's a small chip or a crack over 2.5 feet in length, let Jeff have a shot at it. He fixed a 12-inch crack in my windshield 14 years ago, and it's or 13 years ago. Still can't see it. Still hasn't gotten any bigger. What can I say? He's located at 83208 South Market Street, or give him a call at 241-8373. I'm here with Randy Reed, who is the Air Sciences instructor, head of the Air Sciences Department, and also oceanography instructor. So real quick, what is Earth Sciences?
Earth Sciences is a pretty diverse field, and it includes oceanography, as you described. It includes the study of, well, it's called geology, but it's a study of rocks, things that form rocks, things that manipulate and deform them as well. So that's seismicity, seismology, I should say it that way, volcanology. We look at stream hydraulics and stream erosion, cliff erosion on beaches. It also includes atmospheric sciences and even comparative planetology.
Wow.
So you can incorporate a component of astronomy at the solar system scale, maybe compare and contrast things like the moon with Mercury versus Mars or something of that scale.
You think that we could live on Mars?
I think that would be a big, big challenge. Costly, logistically, very difficult. There are definitely processes that could be performed to help terraform, but I think you'd be looking at probably, unless there's some incredible breakthroughs in technology, a century at least of beginning to prep the surface.
Could you take some way of getting enough oxygen out of the atmosphere there?
That would be one of the issues. So you'd have to start with something that could crank out oxygen.
Right.
And there's different ways to do that. You can use ultraviolet energy from the sun, and it will cleave H2O molecules into oxygen and hydrogen.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, having plants that can sustain photosynthesis in low-light level conditions, and there certainly are those types of species on our planet.
Well, I think you could probably grow a kudzu vine there because it grows everywhere and you can't kill it.
Can't get
so I would just throw one little vine out there, and in 5 years you've got the whole area covered with greenery.
There you go.
You know what, Randy? I'm going to have you back on the show,
okay,
and we're going to talk specifically about going to the stars.
Okay.
And what it would take for because we're talking about it now.
Yeah.
What it would take to for this to be be something that could be come to reality.
Come to an existence. Yeah,
we don't have enough time now because
yeah,
you mentioned volcanology.
Yes.
The study of volcanoes, and we have volcanoes here that are active.
We have a lot of impressive volcanic vents in the area. If we just want to talk about the Cascades as a volcanic chain stretching from southern Canada, Mount Garibaldi, all the way down to its southern terminus, which is Mount Lassen.
Okay.
And you include all the peaks in there. And this is Rainier. This is Mount Baker, Hood, Jefferson, the Three Sisters. And then we start talking Shasta, and we start looking towards Medicine Lake and that big vent and Lassen. We hold serious records for the volcanic system. We can just start right away with Mount Shasta. It is the largest stratovolcano within the Cascade system, not in height. It's only a couple of, I think it's maybe about 70 feet shy of Mount Rainier's record in the Cascades.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of eruptive volume, it absolutely has erupted more material than any other mega event like that in the system. Compared
is that
to
thing the, still, it's still alive?
It's got summit fumaroles. And let me add this.
Yeah.
It is considered the second most active vent in the chain behind Mount St. Helens.
And we know about Mount St. Helens.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
We do.
We had the 1980 blast. We had a series in 2004, which was more comparable to Lassen's 1915 eruption in terms of magnitude. The 1980 event was pretty good, pretty big-sized blast. But what we see when we look at the history of eruptive products from Mount Shasta is that it had something on a scale of about an average 300-year span between eruption events.
Okay.
Yeah. And there is a suggestion, although it's not super clear, there was a Spanish explorer off the West Coast about mid-1700s, early 1700s, and he described an eruption column in the vicinity of Mount Shasta. Now, what's deceiving about that is...
1700?
Yeah. So if you're doing...
1700? Real quickly, I can add that one up.
Yep. We are within the recurrence interval for Mount Shasta, absolutely. If that event was Mount Shasta, now there's the possibility it was Medicine Lake. Medicine Lake is associated with two small glass flows, mm-hmm. Glass Mountain and Little Glass Mountain. They apparently erupted nearly simultaneously. And some of the obsidian flows crawled into the forest, and tree ring dating those puts those on about the same time frame as what the Spanish explorer described.
So we're living in a volcanic, an active volcanic area up here.
Absolutely.
And everybody has lava rock in their yard because it spewed lava rock, 100 miles? Probably not 100, but...
Let's see if I can give you an example, something for sure. Depends on how you define that. So I'll say that very differently. I'll say yes, first of all, because we do have eruptive events that have spread ash over a couple thousand square miles in Northern California.
Yeah.
There are also pyroclastic flow records that approach something on the scale of about 70 miles distance from the vent. So we actually have pyroclastic deposits. These are
hot,
superheated
clouds.
That kind of roll down the flank during an eruption.
Like hit Pompeii?
Yeah, that's exactly
the style. Hit Pompeii, if you remember what happened to Pompeii. And there was another smaller town that's not as well known.
Yeah, Herculaneum.
Herculaneum. Mm-hmm. That just completely devastated the town and then preserved everything that we see there now in that. Okay, I hate to rush because we have another guest rolling in here. You also take field trips.
Oh, yeah.
And like I said, somebody said your field trips are a blast, and I may have to take a class just to go on a field trip. But you go out in an ocean trawler.
We do.
Humboldt.
We do. I think for earth sciences and in most of the disciplines that I described, field experience is a cornerstone. And that's how my programs were, and that's what hooked me into the discipline. And obviously, I love being outdoors. But the oceanography trip afforded – that kind of came into existence in a really neat way about 15 years ago. And there was a change in policy at HSU in terms of insurance coverage on their research vessel, mm-hmm. and it allowed us to charter it. And through generous support from the Shasta College Foundation, as well as the students making a contribution, kind of buying into the field trip,
sure.
we go over to the coast for a three-day run, and we spend a full day aboard the Coral Sea. So the research vessel that HSU has access to is 90 feet in length. It has a mid-deck lab. It has an A-frame for trawling. We run a side davit that we recover bottom samples. We recover water samples. We recover organisms from the water column as well throughout. Some actually do come home, and they find themselves hanging out in two different aquariums, depending on their aggressiveness of the organism, that is. And the classroom itself has a 200-gallon chilled aquarium, and in the hallway right outside the classroom, we had donated a 1,000-gallon chilled aquarium. It's currently chilled. And so they end up there for study and observation, and they become a laboratory in the – an outdoors experience in the laboratory.
That's probably what I could do. I could look at a starfish or something from the bottom of the ocean there, and see if it moves over a period of 12 days. And I'll write my paper on that. And, you know, it'll be a short paper. Okay, you know what? These sound like great classes, okay? These sound like something you really want to learn. But when you get finished with your education,
mm-hmm.
you want to get a job afterwards.
Oh, absolutely.
What kind of jobs does this lead to?
Most of the jobs out of the earth sciences are jobs that you might describe as consulting jobs with engineering and environmental firms, but there's a lot of government positions that hire geologists and oceanographers and atmospheric scientists to assist in monitoring field sites. I mean, from Caltrans to Bureau of Reclamation to state parks to national parks to BLM to you name it, geologists are very commonly coordinating the efforts for any activity, even if it's just putting a road in and trying to decide what's an appropriate culvert to on a drainage.
Well, they're big in the oil industry, too. Right?
Absolutely, I mean, yeah, because, exploration. I mean,
they're looking for oil, you know, oil. And that's not a dirty word, everybody out there, oil exploration, because if you do it right, it's, you know, it's something we need, at least for the foreseeable future. Job in earth sciences with just an AA, and then, or do you need to go on?
This is what I've been really impressed to learn about over about the last 8 years. The U.S. Labor and Statistics has been putting out consistently descriptions that there is tremendous growth in the earth sciences, that there's double to almost triple the job demand in the earth sciences projected through 2030. And while most scientific disciplines have an entry level requiring a bachelor's, atmospheric scientists and geologists' entry levels are associate level degrees. National average for a geologist with just an associate's, which we award at Shasta College, 54,000.
Starting off
with an associate's average. Yes.
Wow.
It's the best paying science path there is at the associate and bachelor's level, for sure.
Wow.
Yep. It's very, very impressive. We need our scientists. They're in short supply.
I'm totally surprised by that. But then you think geologist, I mean, you think of a certain type of individual, like in Tremors. The girls out there measuring, you've seen it, obviously.
Oh, yes, multiple times.
Yeah. Is that a cult classic or what?
It is.
And for people who haven't heard of it, look it up, watch it. It's got to do with the earthworms. But she's measuring the seismic activity. Now, is that part of what you all do, too?
Absolutely.
That kind of stuff where you actually put rods or into the ground and then you're measuring what happened?
Yeah, there's all kinds of ways that we deploy in the field, but we also use remote sensing techniques too to monitor dangerous faults or try to identify active faults.
We've got a lot of active faults here too. I mean, we talked about volcanoes, but active faults, we're in the middle of that too. Is that right?
There is a very small fault trend that runs just a little bit west of Shasta Dam, Keswick Dam, kind of parallel to that leg of the Sacramento River. That was absolutely discovered during Shasta Dam construction. And it seems to have the same type of sense of motion as the San Andreas. So it's kind of a slipping fault. But at the time of construction, they were unable to determine how frequently it moves and to what magnitude.
Okay.
And I'm not aware of any follow-up studies. There's also some faults that appear to have been active in the last 10,000 years, which is the definition of an active fault, out on the western edge of Whiskeytown. As well as out in the Heck Creek Basin. Now, the Heck Creek Basin has had lots of evaluation, and the Heck Creek system, which defines the fault scarp of the Heck Creek Rim, if anyone's been out east of town, if you haven't, it's gorgeous out that way, and just driving through from Lassen to Burney Falls, you're driving that basin. But the Heck Creek system's been evaluated to potentially generate a 6.5.
Well, California, you know, the old joke is by your waterfront property in Reno, Nevada. is that a possibility?
For the state to kind of slide and fall off into the sea?
Well, maybe not, to have a massive
event.
Slip, yeah.
What we have been finding over about the last 20 years is that as a portion or a segment of a fault fails, it transfers a lot of the stress that it released, not just in the shock waves, but to the opposite ends of the fault that didn't slip during the event. So let's say you've got the San Andreas and something on the scale of about 200 miles fails, which is exactly what happened in 1906. The southern portion of that then had a huge amount of energy transferred to that segment, while the northern portion had a segment a bit of energy transferred to that segment. And so there does appear to be, once you have a failure on one segment, there's a greater likelihood that other segments will fail. We saw this most especially in the Landers quake, which is just east of L.A. and kind of on that desert transition out of San Bernardino and Riverside. And over the span of about 8 years, we had successive failures, about four, as I recall, that ranged anywhere from about a magnitude 6.5 to a 7.1. And they were displaced progressively away from the original failure point.
So once it started, it just kept spreading like
that. Yeah, you just make them weaker.
I'm here with Randy Reed, and I have to turn him loose because we have another wonderful guest right after this with Lemoyne Waite, who's a horticulture instructor. And people go, gosh, we're talking this, and what about, you know, horticulture? Well, trust me, you're going to love this too. Randy, I hope I can entice you back on the show again for a full hour, and we can talk about this or reach out to the stars. But things that are affecting us right around here now, Shasta College is starting April 17th, August 17th, and I'm sure they could probably find a spot or two in your class.
Yeah.
And so he heads up the Earth Sciences and Oceanography, which is part of the Earth Sciences, and it sounds to me, you know, fascinating, and to just learn about this, you know.
I have a lot of fun, that's for sure.
Well, it sounds like your school has. I've got when the chat room says Randy's field trips are a blast. So, okay, hey, look, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Lemoyne Waite.
I see trees of green, red roses too.
Get your morning update with us,
Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas has been in business for 23 years, and my daughter, Karen, has worked here for 22 of those years. She started out driving our big delivery truck, filling tanks when it was 110 degrees in the summer and in the snow in the winter. Many years ago, she moved from delivery and field work to the office with my wife, Judy. Judy is retired, and now Karen is taking over her responsibilities. To further our commitment to locally owned and family operated businesses in Shasta County, I'm introducing my daughter Karen to you, so if you call the office and I'm not here, ask for her or her husband Jason. Karen, please say hi.
Hi, this is Karen Wehunt, Chuck's daughter. Since Chuck and Judy are spending more time together outside of the business, my husband Jason and I are here holding down the fort. We are here to answer any questions you may have and to continue great service our customers have received these many years. Please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
This is Reading Electric Utility Director Dan Beans. REU is proud to be part of the economic relief to our customers during this difficult time. All REU customers are receiving $250 in credits on their City of Reading utility accounts. In the near future, commercial customers will have the ability to make monthly payments on their outstanding utility account balance for up to 24 months with no interest. REU and the Chamber of Commerce are proud to work together to assist commercial customers as we move forward. Visit readingchamber.com or cityofreading.org for more information or questions related to this important local effort.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is a safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to P5 Radio. Here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I need to know that song you just played, that bump music. Just give me the song, you know, the song title and all that, because I like to put that into my little group of songs I listen to. Okay, Ashley, thank you very much. 8:39 in the morning, 81 degrees out there. 81 degrees. It's gone up to 109 today. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. It's air conditioned in Four Winds Jewelry. They have the greatest selection of jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding. Everything from estate jewelry, Native American, to ones you can design yourself. Super people, Rebecca and Henry, run Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. I'm here with Peter Griggs and Shasta College, but on the line is Lemoyne Waite. Good morning, Lemoyne.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, you know what? I had such a great time that you, when the last time you were on talking about horticulture. I will just say up front, I thought, how am I going to make a horticulture interview last for an hour? And I realized, hey, we didn't even touch it. At the end of
it. I know,
you
did.
Hey,
it's a big subject.
Can you tell us just a little bit about yourself?
So I've been the full-time horticulture and plant science instructor at Shasta College the last 21 years, and I graduated from Cal Poly San Luis Obispo with a master's degree and a bachelor's degree and also a credential in ag education from UC Davis. And I taught high school before I came to Shasta College, so a little bit about myself, I guess.
Yeah, well, I mean, you obviously know what you're doing. Hey, who?
Yeah, you sort of pick up a lot of stuff after a few years.
Hey,
also, I just really love plants and horticulture, and am always trying to learn something new.
Yeah, isn't it great to be
sharp as an instructor?
Isn't it great to be paid for doing something you love?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, who's what kind of people would, I mean, when people think about horticulture, I mean, what kind of people are drawn to the horticulture degree?
You know, it seems like it's really a broad spectrum because horticulture is so many different areas. I mean, there's a whole, you know, people think of horticulture and they think of landscaping, but that's really just a small portion of what horticulture is. There's horticultural therapy and a whole area in that area where they're actually working with either people with physical disabilities or mental illness or whatever, that they're trying to help them with that area. And so it's sort of a combination of plants and health sciences kind of area.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's, you know, like landscape design and interior design, and like so outdoor and indoor design and floral design, which is, you know, flower arranging and stuff, that really speaks to the people that are really interested in art and creating, you know, art. And then, you know, there's the other side of it where there's, like, landscape construction and where you're, you know, building things. And then, of course, the landscape maintenance part, which, unfortunately, is usually what people think about horticulture, is they just think about the maintenance folks and don't really think about all the other areas that are involved in that. And then, of course, there's the nursery part of it where people are growing things to either to eat or to, you know, for just beauty and landscaping. So.
Oh, so there's all types of things there.
We get to do a little bit of everything.
last year, Brian came on, and Brian's a veteran, and he was in a high. He came back out of a couple of combat tours and went into a job, which was, as he said, high stress, and he was doing well, but it just didn't have what he wanted. It didn't have the leadership and the feeling of belonging. He started in your horticultural class. You get a lot of vets in your horticultural class.
We do get quite a few, and I think a lot of times they choose the horticulture profession because people find being around plants and being outdoors kind of calming. And, you know, a lot of them are really dealing with PTSD or other issues that, you know, they're not comfortable kind of being in a high-stress area and maybe around a lot of people. And so they find horticulture. In fact, there's a whole movement of trying to get veterans into, you know, coming back and going into farming. There's a real national shortage of people, young people, going into farming. And it's really a national security issue that we need more people growing our food. And so, you know, veterans are used to working hard and getting up early and getting the job done regardless of what the conditions are. And so farming's a good area for them to focus on. And a lot of them really, you know, find it to be their passion. Brian's doing really good. He's working full time right now. He's working two different jobs. Told me he's so busy that he can't figure out which way he's going, but he's loving it. So, which I'm glad to hear during these times when it's kind of
That just leads into the next question then about getting a job with a certificate or a degree from Shasta College in Horticulture. What do the careers look like out there? I remember last time it was like over 100 different careers that you could touch.
Oh, there is. I mean, you can go in a lot of different directions. Like I was saying, there's, you know, it sort of depends on what you want to do. Horticulture is one of those areas where with a 2-year degree, you can pretty much hold your own against someone with a 4-year degree. And that's not true of some areas. So like in agriculture, you know, if you wanted to go into kind of production agriculture, a lot of times if you're not going back to your family ranch or something, they really want you to have a 4-year degree. But in the horticulture field, a 2-year degree is just as good as a 4-year degree. I take students every year to the National Student Competition, which is usually around 1,000 to 1,300 students there from colleges and universities all over the country and Canada. And they have a huge career fair there, and so they've got all kinds of companies that are hiring, and they don't care if you have a 2-year degree or a 4-year degree. They're looking that you have the skills and that you're, you know, passionate about what you're doing. And so our students a lot of times are hired over a 4-year university student, and they're competing against students that are graduating from, you know, places like Virginia Tech or Cornell or, you know, BYU or some of these big universities.
When is it a living wage for horticulture?
Absolutely. So usually in our area, if you're going into the horticulture area, you're starting somewhere between $15 and $20 an hour. If you move outside of that, and like if you're focusing, it depends on like sort of what you're focusing on too. You know, with a little bit of experience, you move up pretty quickly so that you're getting a little bit more of a wage. And then, like, if you're going into, like, we have one of our certificates trains you to become a pest control advisor. And, you know, folks in that area make up, you know, their starting salary is around $60,000, and then they can easily make over $100,000 a year with some experience.
Pest control, huh?
Well, it's more than pest control. So, you know, pest control is, you know, you're just basically out spraying or whatever. This is where you're actually advising farmers and nurserymen or whatever, or women, to what they should be doing. And so it requires some licensing from the Department of Pesticide Regulation. And you're basically writing a prescription. You're sort of like a plant doctor. You know, you're going out and diagnosing what's going on, and then you're giving them a prescription as to what they need to do.
Okay, now I'm going to take a quick break here, because one of the things I want to talk about is your soil class, because you're Randy Reed, who was just prior to you, says that becoming a soil geologist is a huge job and out there in the economy now.
That is, if you wanted to study soils.
Hang on to that thought till we get past this break. Okay.
Okay.
Let's take a quick break and we'll come right back.
Hey. Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
We are Women of Vision.
Hi, I'm Haley Clandenning.
And I'm Maurice Brown.
Join us for the Women of Vision show Tuesday nights from 6 to 7.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women, locally and globally. We connect female professionals and entrepreneurs and encourage women to collaborate and achieve their personal and professional goals.
With a spirit of integrity and excellence, we will motivate you to thrive, activating your unique ability. Join us Tuesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR 96.5 FM.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a dental discount savings plan annual membership. The dental discount savings plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
The Backbone Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backbone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Backbone Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
And now, back to our show.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment, 8:51 in the morning, 81 degrees out there, going up to 109 today. Please be careful when you're out there, when if you're walking your dog on the street. It's going to be hot. Don't leave anything in your car. You don't want to have dead when you come back. It gets up to like 160 in the cars on days like this. We're on the phone with Lemoyne Waite, who is the horticulture instructor and master gardener over at Shasta College, which is opening August 17th. We just had Randy Reed on, who is earth sciences, and he said ask her about the soil class. So I'm asking you about the soil class in our last 8 or 9 minutes here.
So I teach and have taught soils forever, it seems like, and the soil knowledge of soils really can take you in a lot of different directions. So it's part of Randy Reed's, one of his degrees, because you need to have a knowledge of soil when you're looking at earth sciences and the properties of soil and how that reacts to different things. And then we typically study soils in agriculture to more look at how things are going to grow in it. Obviously, and then I also teach the construction students, because a lot of times they're looking at soils more as a building material and how well is it going to support a foundation, or are they going to have problems if they try to move it or build on it or whatever. So looking at soil erosion and things like that. So a degree actually in soils, you can actually get a doctorate degree in soils. There's so much you can study about soil, but a degree in soils really can take you in a lot of different directions, just because it's one of those areas that is a foundation for so many different areas. Mm-hmm. So, it's in earth science, it's in environmental science, it's in agriculture, it's construction.
Well, he mentioned the soil geologist is one of the most sought after experts in our industries today, and they can.
I know in his areas. They're doing a lot of environmental surveys and things like that, and so a good understanding of soils is really important with that. And then in other areas, erosion control is so big, you know, and understanding how to keep soils in place, you know, when you're, you know, building things or working for Caltrans or whatever. There's so much that's
You don't want it shifting in a year.
Right.
Yeah.
You don't want anything leaving your site or it's
right.
Big fine. So,
can you compact it and all those things? Yeah. That makes
right.
sense. Other things, I mean, we've got COVID, as we all know.
Yes.
How's that going to impact on your classes?
Boy, it's been a challenging year, I have to say. We are going to be teaching some classes fully online, and then some I'm teaching the lecture portion online, and we're meeting for labs. We're going to have most of our labs are going to meet outdoors, and we're going to have people, you know, spaced out. And I'm really fortunate that we have a facility that we can do that. I have 5 different greenhouses, and we have a big arboretum area where we do a lot of our landscape construction, irrigation. Our campus has been really supportive in that we have, you know, a 300-plus acre campus, and we do irrigation projects and stuff up on campus, and so I can spread students out. My biggest challenge is going to be how to communicate with them as I have them spread out everywhere.
get a loudspeaker or a
I'm going to have like a bullhorn or something. And be
something like a little...
Oh, you over there.
Yeah, the radio bud system where you speak into it and you just have to tell them, okay.
I was actually looking at that, and I think I may order one of those to where, you know, like they have on tours where you have a radio basically and a receiver and...
Yeah, it makes sense to me. You can talk to everybody at the same time, you know, and I mean, that makes sense. Hey,
so a lot of our agriculture equipment classes and a lot of like welding and stuff are all meeting in person. So we're all sort of dealing with the same, you know, challenges of how do we keep students safe, but, you know, be able to communicate and teach them at the same time.
It would seem to be difficult to weld without being there. Okay.
Well, you know what, actually, I think welding is actually one of those areas where you probably can be the safest because they have to wear a hood.
Well, no, yeah,
so
that's what I mean. But
student is already, you know, pretty much well covered. So, you know, and the instructor, all we have to do is wear a mask or something, you know. So I think actually in welding they probably are one of the more safe areas just because naturally you're sort of already in your own booth and you're wearing a hood. But some of the other areas are a little bit more challenging.
So what do you think the future holds? We've got like 3 minutes. So what's the future hold for horticulture?
You know, one of the things about COVID has been that people have really had a huge interest in growing their own food and, you know, landscaping and kind of redoing their yard or something because they're kind of stuck at home and they want a good view. And so everybody that is our former students, even some of my current students, they're working and have been working through this whole thing and doing very well, very busy. So I don't think horticulture, I think it's one of those essential areas where it's not going to see a downturn. Even in the worst of our economic downturn in 2008, you know, kind of through 2010, most of our students were still working. I mean, new housing construction went off, so if you were in the landscaping area, maybe that fell off, but there was a lot of other areas that kept people really busy, and I just see it really booming, I think.
Well, you know, people,
and it's going to continue to boom.
Yeah, right now, we don't have enough. The inventory of homes in Shasta County is down to under 700. So I think a lot of people,
Absolutely.
Too, are staying in their homes. So what they do that, they redo their homes, and landscaping would be a big part of this.
Absolutely. And this last week I had several landscapers calling me going, hey, you got anybody to work? Because I'm needing people, and everybody that I have is working full time right now. So, you know, that is in our program that can. I mean, we have a few people that have small children or something, and they're you know, having some challenges.
Well,
but,
I'd be more than happy to offer anybody, you know, if they want to come out and practice putting in sprinklers, you know, laying it out and all that. Let me give you my phone number. And you've got it here. If you have anybody that wants to do that, I might be able to let them work on my property like that. So.
All right. Well, I'm teaching an irrigation class this fall, so I certainly.
It may be me. Is that sprinklers? It's sprinkler systems, right?
Yeah, we do. We teach them how to put in sprinkler systems, drip systems, the whole audit systems, repair systems, and all that.
I may see if I can audit your class. So it's on. Is it online?
The lecture will be online, and then the labs will be in person.
Whoa.
Once a week.
Okay. Okay. So. Well, you know what? That is something. Now, see, those are classes that people can drop in on and see this and then do it themselves after that. And
you know, I have about, I don't know, a third of my students that do that. They basically take a couple classes and then they go and, you know, landscape their whole property. They may install their own irrigation system, and they do a great job. I mean, they really, I've been over to see some of their projects, and they did a stellar job.
It would probably be the fall is a good time to take this, so you get ready for next spring.
Oh, and, absolutely. And it's perfect to have already set up, and it's easier to dig in the wintertime, usually around here. We have the hard clay. So, and then you're ready for spring planting. So, yeah, I deliberately teach irrigation in the fall because of that, because kind of getting ready for the next summer season.
I'm here with Lemoyne Waite, who is in charge of the horticultural division over at Shasta College, and we've got to run. So, you know, thank you so much for being with us today. And if anybody, you heard what she said.
Well, thank you so much for having
me on. Oh, yeah. You heard what she said, that a lot of people come in and audit, or I shouldn't say audit, take a couple classes so they can landscape and they can put in their own irrigation systems around the around their home. So, what a great idea. I think, you know, it's something to do because, you know, a lab once a week and then you have your classes online. I mean, I can do them right here. So, thank
Absolutely.
You so much.
Yeah.
You bet.
You're welcome. Have a great day.